For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Merry Christmas and welcome to our special Scandi Bible Church Christmas Eve service for 2025. As we gather and praise the coming of our Lord and Savior with our traditional lessons and carol service, a progression of scripture readings, congregational hymns, and instrumental and vocal music from our church family to remind and retell the story of stories that would forever change the world.
Well, Merry Christmas. So wonderful to be with you guys this evening. It was on December 24th, 1914, and something absolutely remarkable happened along the Western Front of World War I. And the war had been raging on for months. Trenches had been cut into the frozen fields of France. But as night fell on Christmas Eve, soldiers began to hear something unexpected drifting across no man's land. It was hymns, carols, Stille Nacht, Silent Night, and voices answered from the opposing trenches, and for a brief moment, the guns fell silent. That moment did not end the war, By morning, the conflict would resume, but for a night, the darkness was interrupted. Light appeared where it did not seem possible. Peace, however partial and fleeting, broke from outside the logic of war. And what caused it was the remembrance of a birth, the coming of Christ into the world. That moment helps us understand something important about why we are gathered here this evening. Christmas is not about sentiment or tradition or nostalgia. Christmas exists because the world is fallen and darkness is real. The celebration of Christ's coming not only makes sense in a world that desperately needs saving, but it is the only thing that will make this world make sense. And so tonight we're not here primarily to explain Christmas, but to hear it, to hear God speak through his word. And the format of this service is intentionally simple. Scripture will be read, songs will be sung, and the word of God will carry the weight of the evening. We will not offer commentary between the readings because the story God tells does not require our embellishment. It requires our attention. This pattern of worship, the reading of Scripture, and the response of praise is deeply rooted in the history of God's people. From the synagogue to the early church, the public reading of Scripture has stood at the center of gathered worship. God sustains and creates faith by his word. Tonight, we place ourselves under that word. And that word declares to us not merely that Christ was born, but why he was born. The Bible does not begin with Bethlehem. It begins with God who created the world good, and the world did not remain good for long. Human rebellion fractured everything. Our relationship with God, with one another, and even our relationship with creation itself. Sin brought guilt, fear, alienation, and death. Ever since, humanity has tried to produce its own light through culture, power, religion, morality, but the darkness has remained. Christmas declares that God did not wait for humanity to climb back to him, for humanity could not. He came down. The incarnation is not God offering assistance. It is God acting decisively. The Son of God did not merely appear human. He became human. He entered history. He took on flesh. He subjected himself to weakness, hunger, sorrow, and eventually death. Scripture tells us this was according to God's eternal purpose. What happened in Bethlehem was the outworking of promises spoken long before that were anchored in the unchanging character of God. The wonder of Christmas is that the eternal Son willingly stepped into a world already under judgment. He came to redeem it. He did not come to affirm us as we are. He came to save us from what we are. Light entered the darkness, not to coexist with it, but to overcome it. Scripture tells us who we are, what has gone wrong, and what God has done to make it right. Left to ourselves, we misunderstand both the problem and the solution. But in the Word, God speaks clearly. And as we listen this evening, we are hearing the testimony of God's faithfulness across centuries. Generations lived and died trusting promises they did not see fulfilled. They waited, they hoped, they looked forward, and in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son. Yet even now, we also wait. Christ has come, but the world is still broken. The guns did not stay silent after 1914. Wars continue, sin persists, death remains, but the same Christ who came in humility will come again in glory. The child laid in a manger is the King who will judge the living and the dead. Until that day, the church gathers like this. Between promise and fulfillment, between the first coming and the second coming, we gather to hear, to remember, to believe, and to worship. We gather because God still speaks through his word, and because faith still comes by hearing. So tonight, let us listen carefully and receive with gratitude the story God tells us. Will you pray with me? Holy and gracious God, we thank you that you are a God who speaks, a God who keeps his promises, and a God who enters history to save his people. And as we gather tonight to hear your word, to sing your praise, quiet our hearts, focus our minds, remove distractions, grant us faith to receive what you have revealed. Fix our eyes on Christ, the incarnate Son, the light of the world. May this service honor you and strengthen your church and glorify the name of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
You would all join me by taking out your hymnals and standing as you are able. We'll open up our service with number 218. 218, O come, Emmanuel, as we sing all these marvelous promises out of Isaiah. Number 218.
Thank you.
over now to number 231. We'll continue to sing, O Come All Ye Faithful. I just want to read this one line to you. God of God, light of light, eternal, lo, he abhors not the virgin's womb. Think on that as you sing. Number 231, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Genesis 3, 1 through 21. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, Indeed, has God said, You shall not eat from any tree of the garden? The woman said to the serpent, From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, You shall not eat from it or touch it, or you will die. The serpent said to the woman, You surely will not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was desirable to make one wise, she took from its fruit and ate, and gave also to her husband with her, he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loin coverings. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you will go, and dust you will eat all the days of your life. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." To the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your pain in childbirth. In pain you will bring forth children, yet your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you." Then to Adam he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, have eaten from the tree about which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat from it.' Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall grow for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you will eat bread, till you return to the ground, because from it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Now the man called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them.
Beloved of God, hear God's word from Genesis 22. Now it happened after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Take now your son, your only one, whom you love, Isaac, and go forth to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." Then they came to the place which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and put him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of Yahweh called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Do not stretch out your hand against the boy and do nothing to him. For now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only one, from me." Then Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, there was a ram after it had been caught in the thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, "Yahweh will provide." As it is said to this day, in the mount of Yahweh, it will be provided. Then the angel of Yahweh called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares Yahweh, because you have done this thing and have not spared your son, your only one. Indeed, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies." In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have listened to my voice. Word of the Lord.
You would all stand and turn in your hymn books to number 246. 246, standing as you are able. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, number 246.
Next reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. Those who live in a dark land, the light will shine on them. You shall multiply the nation. You shall increase their gladness. They will be glad in your presence as with the gladness of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you shall break the yoke of their burden and the staff on their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, as at the battle of Midian. For every boot of the booted warrior in the battle tumult and cloak rolled in blood will be for burning, fuel for the fire. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from then on and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
Micah 5, 2 through 5. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure for now. He shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. When the Assyrian comes into our land and treads in our palaces, then we will raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 princes of men.
Now in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph,
of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth, who has conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren, is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her.
Matthew 1:18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, planned to send her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which translated means "God with us." And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus.
You would stand and take your hymnals and turn to number 240. We'll continue our singing together. Number 240, "O Holy Night." Number 240.
Thank you. Luke 2, verses 1 through 20. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken with Quirinius, who was governor of Syria, and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because it and he was the house of family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and now was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terribly afraid. But the angel said unto them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you great news of great joy, for which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David there was born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then, and let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known unto us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which had been told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, wise men from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star at its rising and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was deeply disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. So he assembled all the chief priests and scribes of the people and asked them where the Christ would be born. "In Bethlehem of Judea," they told him, "because this was what was written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, because out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly summoned the wise men and asked them to the exact time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you find him, report back to me so that I can too go and worship him." After hearing the king, they went on their way, and there it was, the star they had seen in its rising. It led them until it came and stopped above the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overwhelmed with joy. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and falling to their knees, they worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
You would all stand once more and take your hymnals out to number 245. 2:4-5. Exult in the Savior's birth. Shepherds watch their flocks at night, attending lowly sheep. Now within a cattle shed, a much stranger watch they keep. Number 245. Shepherds watch their flocks at night, attending lowly sheep. Now within a cattle shed, a much stranger watch they keep. Today a Savior has been born, and he is Christ the Lord. Placed within a humble trough, this baby must be adorned. Pagan wise men from the east seek out the lowland king. Trackless miles behind them lie, and now all their reverence bring. They have come to worship him with spices and with gold. Countless millions seek him still, whose advent was long foretold. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Shall reign in righteousness, this counselor king from heaven. The government will rest on him. He is the mighty God, Prince of Peace, this gentle king, yet rules with a mighty rod. Scriptures say that Mary's boy was born that he might die. Angel voices burst in praise, their harmony fills the sky. Exult in our Savior's birth. Sing glory in the highest end. Sing gracious peace on earth. Those on whom his favor rests, exult in our Savior's birth. Amen. Maybe seated.
John 1:1-17. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were with his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified about him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.' For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ."
You could stand for one more time, guys. 227, "Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echo back their joyous strains, Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest." Number 227.
Echo back their joyous strains.
now to number 224. 224, joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. Let every heart prepare him room and heaven and nature sing. Number 224, joy to the world.
Wonderful to not only sing, but to hear God's word just pouring over us, filling our minds and hearts. I wanted to leave you with this final passage. John writes, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away.' And he who sits on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.'" Let us go from this place proclaiming that we have seen the glory of God, believing that there is a light that shines in the darkness, which the darkness shall not overcome. And may the love of the Father and the joy of the Spirit and the peace of Christ be with you this Christmas and evermore. Amen. Thank you.